through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to Update Talking News Stoke for March the 20th, 2025, for Stoke-on-Trent and for North Staffordshire, for anyone who is visually impaired and also for anyone who has issues with the printed word. Currently, we do aim to get the service out to you via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with the occasional overlap that depends on volunteer availability in situations that sometimes are outside our control, like illnesses or Royal Mail delays, etc. The next editions, however, you've got a bumper treat in April, as we have an edition for you around the 4th of April and also the 18th of April around Easter time as well. If you do use the pouch service, please to try to get your pouches back to us by the 3rd of April and the 16th of April if you would like those editions sending out to you. Otherwise, we may have some issues sort of getting it to you. Now, content is available on our website at updatestoke.org. It's also available on the Wireless for the Blind Talking newspaper app, which is so easy to get. And you can get it through either the Apple Store or Google Play. And all you basically do is put Talking Newspaper or Wireless for the Blind in, and the app will come up. And then when you're in the app, all you have to do is search by region. So you basically search by the West Midlands and for Stoke-on-Trent, an update will pop up there, and you can listen to the edition. It's very, very easy to use, and you can also get it online as well. Updates also available on Amazon Alexa and Google Nest. If you would like help in using these services, please do get in touch with me by giving me a call, and that's 07500 870 689. I'll repeat that a bit later on, and I will go through the process with you. If you need any help whatsoever with any of the services we provide, please do give us a call and we will help you. Now, if you know of anyone who would like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do spread the word. We do need to boost our listenership up a little bit, and I'm sure there's somebody who you know who doesn't have it. And if they don't have it, try to find out why they don't have it, and if there's something that we can do to change their minds. Is there something that we can introduce? Is there something that we can change? Is there a separate service we could offer, like a special podcast or something? If there is, then please do get in touch with us and let us know this, because we do want to be there for everybody, and we are quite happy to change services if we need to. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks machines to any of the new services to return your equipment to us and let us know who you are. It's quite important. And also, if you can afford, make a yearly contribution of £25 or more to help with additional costs. Now, the addition of Alexa means a few changes around availability of content, so certain things are only available on our website and on the USB pouch service via the USB sticks. Now, Staffordshire Sight Loss are sharing content links when available on their Facebook and Twitter pages. They also run a whole host of services and help is available for you, and they've got lots of get-togethers, outings and social groups. And to find out about that, one of the best ways is to go onto their website, and all you have to do is search via your search engine on for Staffordshire Sight Loss, and that will pop up and all their listings will be online. But if you want to talk to them, then the best way to do that is you can give them a call, and that is 07931 327018. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can also email them if you prefer, and that is hello@ssla.org.uk. And they have a whole host of wonderful social groups and get-togethers in lots of areas around Stoke-on-Trent and Staffordshire. They've gone a little bit wider now, so they're reaching lots of different areas, and all the information's online. But if you want to know, one of the best ways is to give them a call on that phone number. I'll repeat it for you, 07931 327018, and they'll have a chat with you and let you know what is available to you. Now, the readers this week are myself, Kath, Liz and Uta. We also have Liz covering poems for Jean, who's resting at home at the moment, and Cliff bringing you the sport. We've got Uta's one and only snippets, which are always fun to listen to, aren't they? And we've got two quizzes, Liz bringing you her one and only general knowledge quiz, and then we've got Timbo's trivia, and that'll be coming up for you shortly at the start of the edition, and we also have the answers for you at the start of the entertainment segments. Now, talking about entertainment, big apologies, we still haven't got the TV listings for you. There's been a little bit of mix-up with Radio Times, and actually I did try to get one today, and I couldn't get one, but we will, I promise, to have that back for you in the two editions when we're back in April. But however, we do have what's on at the cinema. We've got some theatre previews of what's coming up at the Regent and the New Vic, and we've got a new Audible audiobook preview for you of the new Hunger Books, Hunger Games novel from Suzanne Collins. We'll play you a little bit of that and tell you about that, and also got a musical interlude as well. And at the end, we have three editions of In Touch from Peter White and BBC Radio 4. Now, if there is any content we are not currently offering, do get in touch. We are developing our service sort of going forward, and we are kind of doing a bit of research and looking into ways in which we can expand and we can offer things we don't already offer. We're looking into maybe offering services for younger people, which would mean like original content. So if you have any feelings about that, or you know any younger people who would like to input and help us with that, then please do ask them to get in touch. Now, I hope you're having a good year so far and you're in good spirits and not too depressed, especially with the state of the world at the moment, everything that's going on in America and the Ukraine, the wielding of the sword by the current government, and all the recent benefit cuts that we have found out about over the last few days. It is always good to try to look on the bright side as much as you possibly can, and try and have something to look forward to. And if you ever do feel a little down or you're getting a little lonely, then why not reach out to a friend or a family member who you've not spoken to for a while, or someone in your life who you can depend on. It's always nice to have a nice telephone conversation or meet for a walk or lunch or coffee. And it's always nice to have something in the diary to look forward to and not feel too alone. And there are services out there that can help you if you are in a situation where you feel that you don't have anybody who you can call on. Now, a bit of a reminder again about scams. Please do be aware of scams this March, as they are still plaguing a lot of people, and they're popping up in text, on WhatsApp, emails, through the post, on the telephone, and even people coming to your door. So if you're ever in doubt, always ask someone for advice before you ever commit to anything. And there are plenty of services out there. You could contact sort of Staffordshire Sight Loss and ask them if you were ever unsure about something. So always ask for advice first. And at least we have Easter to look forward to if you're feeling a bit gloomy. And we're going to be doing an edition for you that week, which will be going out. You might actually get it after Easter Monday, because we're probably going to send it out on the Thursday before Good Friday. But you will have it around that time. If you do need any help or support, please do get in touch, and we will try and do whatever we can. We can also refer you to other services, and we can help you with a range of information, like how to use information services, how to use entertainment like Netflix and Amazon with audio description, and talking book services, or anything else that you may want to know about, like perhaps you want an Alexa and you haven't had one before and you want some help with that. Please do get in touch and we can help you. You can call us on 07500 870689. We are currently pursuing funding streams. We're funded by Awards for All and the National Lottery, and they do a wonderful job helping us to do what we do, but it only goes so far, and funds are limited. So donations are always greatly appreciated. And we do implement a contribution request now regarding the USB players. So if you do want a USB player, we do ask for you to make a contribution of £25 if you can afford, and if you have to have yours replaced as well. I hope you'll always find ways to lift your spirits when you need to. And a reminder, if you do need to get in touch about anything whatsoever, please do call us. The phone number is 07500 870689. If the answering service isn't working and you can't leave a message, please do call back. And I will try and get to you. You could always sort of text me on that number as well, if you're able to text, and I will definitely get back to you. And you can also email if you can use email, and that's updatetnstoke@gmail.com. And we're always here if you need us. I'd like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting us, and a very, very big thank you to anyone who's donated, and a special thanks to all of our volunteers who give up their time every couple of weeks to help to keep Update going and the wonderful work that they do. I hope you enjoy the range of features and information we've got for you in this edition, and through all things, don't forget, keep smiling through, don't sort of get down. There's always someone there who can help, and I hope you enjoy our edition for March the 20th, 2025. Keep listening. We're going to have Timbo's Trivia, and then we're going to launch in to all of our local news for you with myself, Kath, Liz, and Uta this week.